Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Brett the Flea Circus. I'm Cliff.
Hello, I'm Brett. I was a bit quick at that time.
You were? How are you doing?
Yes, I am fine.
Good.
It's good to see you, isn't it? Of course.
Good to see you too. I'm in a new location of my own making. It's a bad location of my own making.
Yeah, you look like in some kind of cupboard.
Well, I'm outside still, but I give away the furniture that I usually use.
Well, it's funny you should say that. The wife has been trying to sell the chaise.
So really? I've
got to go to those, what am I going to say?
So we'll both be on the floor.
Exactly, yeah. So when you say you've sold it, have you actually sold it, or is it your wife?
We're going through a little bit of a revamp of what interiors.
Ooh, right, okay.
So most of our furniture was secondhand when we first moved here, and we've had it for like 9 years. So we decided to go through a little bit of work, upgrade, like, replacing a little few little bits and pieces here and there month by month. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I thought was we could do with a nicer table and chairs outside. So asked to give those away. So we're giving away. I think Pearl's coming out. She's still up. I told you it's 9 o'clock and she's still up.
She's still up. She's all up there. Up behind off this party.
You wanna come?
Hello. Hi.
Who is it? Can you see who it is?
No.
Who is it?
Can't see who it is.
Just laughing at the very thought of it. It's Uncle Brad.
He's laughing at the thought of me.
You say hi, Uncle Brad.
Hi, Uncle Brad.
Hi.
Are you going to bed now, Bill? No.
No. Gotta go to bed sometime.
Sure, it's far too late.
Don't you?
Say bye-bye, Uncle Brett.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, no, she's sad now.
She's jealous because she's
on
the chair.
That's all it is.
She wants to be on the chair.
Wants to be on the chair. I mean, who doesn't? There you go.
I
can see you've got a wonderful dream catcher there behind you, haven't you?
Yes, it's especially made by someone for Jane.
It's very
got
nice.
An owl on. Oh, I went to see Peppa Pig the other day.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a
Peppa Pig Live or something.
Yes, Peppa Pig Live took Pearl, and there was a lovely bit where they go camping, and guess what happens at night time? Two owls come out.
Two owls, of course they do. Of course the two owls come.
Just about, it was really shit show, so boring. There's one bit, just they're all asleep, and then just two owls fly around the stage for a bit. Nothing happened.
I used to love watching Peppa Pig though with the bin when he was little. I used to really enjoy it. It's 5 minutes. It was fun.
Oh yeah. But the stage show was just boring. Like by half time, Pearl was bored, which she apologised to us for being angry afterwards.
Surely she's the target audience. So
yeah,
and
she was trying to disrupt everybody else because she was bored. I thought I'd tell her to be quiet. I told her she was with her little friend, Aaron, and she just kept trying to talk to him. I said, Pearl, you've got to let him watch it. He wants to watch it. She just got in a massive strop. So I never want to watch Peppa Pig ever again.
Like, oh, you got another me and Peppa Pig done with.
You got another 45 minutes of it right now. And then we'll think about it.
Oh, well.
So, yes. So, I can't remember. I got that. Just the owls. There's an owl on that Dreamcatcher up there.
Yeah. It's nice.
Anyway, that's like my week. Peppa Pig.
It's your week.
I was going to take part of the pictures to see some shit about rabbits. She decided she wanted to stay home and watch a movie at home with the curtains closed and the popcorn out. And she said she wants to watch a movie about the Credibles, which I don't know if you've ever seen the Credibles, but it's just about a really, really believable family.
It's not the Incredibles, is it? No, it's the Credibles. They're quite credible, this family, aren't they? It's the prequel. Oh, well, yeah. That's our
reason. It's about a family you would do a loan off.
Do a loan off.
Is that the right way to
phrase
that?
That's good.
Anyway, I've been talking for a bit. What have you been up to?
I've just been watching a bit of stuff. Oh, I've got a new game called Starfields, but I'm going on holiday next week, Cliff. So I foolishly downloaded Championship Manager 93-94 to my PSP, and I suddenly abandoned the brand new, all super spangled game that's been 20 years in the making.
Is that the one with like the Mike Championship Walker Manager character on the front?
Yes, that's exactly the one. That's exactly the one. So I've been doing that. I bought Hammerful off World of Books, which you can get on eBay.
It's very cheap. Yeah.
It's like $3.50 or whatever. And they sent us the DVD and had a signature on the back. I thought, I'll check that. Check to see who it is. Well, Ingrid Pitt has signed me DVD.
Oh, is it?
So that was all right. So, that's what's happened to me.
What was the film?
It was called Countess Dracula, Cliff.
I like that.
Very good one. It is. It was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it even more when I realised the lovely Ingrid Pitt had signed it.
You think they could have called it Draculette?
Draculette. They could have done. I think Hammer tried to make one called Vampira. But they went out of business after.
So, about Suspiria there, but that's something different.
That is something different. I don't think I've watched that all the way through Suspiria. I like the music, though.
Yeah, the music's class. I love all of that shit, me. I love all of that shit. Weird Italian sexy horror stuff without their music.
I think I've watched a couple of films. I'm still watching The X-Files with the wife, of course.
The what? X-Files? Okay, well, it's long, isn't it?
It is. It is long. And I think that's pretty much about it. I've just gotten addicted to Championship Manager 93 again, like I did when I was 13.
Did you hear the growl there? I emitted a little low rumble.
I didn't hear you growl, but I'm sad that I didn't. I watched that Russell Brand thing on Sunday.
I watched that. Tell you what, he was never funny, was he?
His
jokes are just or just saying he's going to do horrible stuff to women.
Yeah, I know.
But with
I thought he was funny anyway. I think at the time, I thought he was better sort of when he was being interviewed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he was quite witty. But I didn't like his stand-up stuff. Definitely
didn't like his style.
Didn't like his style. I mean, there was a part of it. I mean, a lot of it's incredibly disturbing, Cliff, isn't it? But there was the part of it where he was doing his hair, and that was incredibly disturbing.
Oh, he's upside down.
Yes. What the fuck was he doing there, man?
God knows. He's terrible, isn't he? Like, it's just, there's not much we can say that hasn't been said over the last few days. But I think you can tell, surely this. Obviously, he was meant some kind of anarchic, I'm against the man, kind of I'll do outrageous things kind of character, wasn't he? But also, I'll use long words and make it sound like I'm really clever. I'm not sure he ever was or is.
Like he's from a Dickens book or something.
Because in his preemptive video to say that he wasn't guilty of the things that he was about to be accused of, he used the word Baroque in the in the context of these incredibly Baroque accusations, which is, I mean, look up the word Baroque, Brett, and that's nowhere near correct. So
no,
he's masked. Yeah. It's slipped in many ways. You can't just say silly words and make people think that you're clever. It doesn't work. But yes, I think, so this meant a counterculture character, like, oh, I'm going to stick one to the man and all of that, which, but I guess he's trying to carry on.
It's recent stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think before he was like, I'm on MTV or I'm on BBC and I'm going to say rude things was the essence of it, right? Or dress up like Osama bin Laden the day after 9/11, which obviously wasn't funny then either. But you're like, oh, I can't believe somebody's done that. Whereas now, you got sacked from MTV for being a heroin addict and that.
That wasn't in the documentary.
It wasn't in the thing. I'm surprised it wasn't, but I don't know. But the thing is with this stuff, people are like, well, why are they doing this now? But because he's had massive super injunctions out against people that these reporters have been working to overturn. Like, it takes years to put a case like this together and then get it on the
TV. Well, you know more about that than me there.
And the other side of that is, if this is the stuff that's come out, you can guarantee there's hundreds more things that haven't got past the lawyers in order to be able to publish them or broadcast them, where there'll be much more stuff that they've decided or that we can't do that. We're not allowed to say that from a lawyer point of view. So it will be much worse than we've seen. So all these people saying, why now? Well, because they've had to go through the law courts to be able to get it. And like, well, why are these women doing it? Well, there will be loads more and loads worse. And also, I think all you need to know is the people who've decided that they're endorsing them is a who's who of absolute wrongins. It's
Tommy Robinson, that.
Lawrence Fox.
Isn't it?
Barrymore.
Barrymore. he's not a wrongin', is he?
All the GB news.
All of GB news. Yeah, anyway, I'll watch this. Musk. Yeah, it wasn't
very nice, was it? Wasn't very nice.
No, it wasn't very nice at all. It was horrible, wasn't it? To be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. But hey, we're not here to talk about that man. Oh, well, that strangely dressed fellow.
We're here to
talk about the wonderful 1980s TV miniseries clip V, which you. Probably, I'm assuming you'd never ever seen it.
I've never seen it. I remember it as a kid that it looked scary, you know. But I think I remember my dad will tell us after this goes out. I'm pretty sure that it was like a must watch thing at the time because it seemed to be quite big budget and quite a, what do they call it now? A prestige
an TV? Event,
an event,
yeah. Yeah. An event. I think it was probably an event. Well, unlike you, Cliff, I did watch it, and I watched it when it came out.
Right? Brett, you would have been two years old, so that's complicated.
No, it would have been a year later. But I've told you, I've got vivid memories of watching Hammer films with me, mom. Yes. And the other thing that I have is watching this with me, mom. As I've told you before, I wouldn't sleep as a child. My dad was on night shift, so I would just watched the TV with me mom. And one of my earliest memories is watching V with me mom. So I must have been about four. It probably came out a year after or whatever. But yes, I do remember watching this as a four-year-old child.
It's not suitable in any way.
I knew where you're saying that, but she had no choice because I wouldn't sleep. I just wouldn't sleep.
I'm not surprised you're watching aliens and horrors.
I know.
Feel like it's not the best way to get you to sleep is to watch this stuff. I was a scaredy cat, of course, and still am.
Yes.
But I was a scaredy cat primarily because I wasn't exposed to much of this stuff. Whenever I did see glimpses of it, I was terrified.
It's the forbidden fruit. You say I was exposed to it, so I still had the terrible nightmares, Cliff. But there you go.
I used to have nightmares about aliens coming to abduct us. I think because aliens were everywhere, weren't they, in the 80s? It was all about aliens.
Well, one of the films that absolutely terrified, there's two actually, and they're both about aliens because the aliens do scare us. and especially alien abduction.
Well, you believe
and that.
It, so yeah, you do.
Yeah. One was called Communion, which we'd have to watch because it's insane. Christopher Walken dances with aliens and stuff.
Of course
stuff.
He does.
Of course he does, yes. And the other one was called Fire in the Sky. Fire in the Sky absolutely scared the shit.
Well, I've never seen either of them. So.
Yeah. Remember a couple of weeks ago, you said, Brett, I've had enough of the aliens. And I've secretly brought it back.
Well, I have to admit, Brett, I've got this, but the last 5 minutes of this episode just wasn't there. So I haven't seen the very end of this episode where I believe the aliens reveal their faces.
Did you not see that bit?
No.
Okay, well,
I've seen that happen. So I haven't seen it in the context of the end of this episode.
Well,
it's
one of the funniest bits, unfortunately for you, Cliff. there's a tongue involved and everything.
I didn't realize these were like 90 minute things. Were they shown like that when they first came out?
Yeah, it was a mini series, so it just started off like that. I mean, I think it was one of the most expensive TV shows ever made. At least the series after kind of was. But yeah, so it was like a mini series event.
You want to do your synopsis
in America? Yeah, I can do. Because I know that you love them, don't you?
Love them.
V is a 1983 two-part sci-fi TV miniseries written and directed by Kenneth Johnson, who also did The Incredible Hulk, I think, and The Bionic Woman.
Okay.
The plot follows seemingly human-like aliens known as visitors who arrive on Earth seeking humanity's help to save their dying planet in exchange for alien technology. The visitors' real plan is uncovered with the help of massive camera-wielding hero Donovan and a group of fellow resistance fighters.
Okay.
There you go. There's that.
Does it live up to those expectations of the description?
It does. I mean, the thing is, there's no getting away. It's quite on the nose, the Nazi sort of connection, isn't it?
Yes.
They're dressed as Nazis. They're behaving exactly how the Nazis behave.
Yeah.
Right? And it takes about like an hour for this Jewish fella to go, hang on.
Yeah.
I've seen all this before. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And he has to alert everybody to the fact that they basically are Nazis. And
Nazis, though, aren't they? Clever alien Nazis?
Yeah, I mean, it is. When you watch it, when they kind of start to control the media and all that kind of thing, it's a little bit... I mean, but that's what the Nazis did. You know what I mean? They sort of control the
discrediting
radio stations.
Well, the same has happened in the UK now, isn't it? And in America. The discrediting of people with real qualifications who have the expertise to talk about a subject that they want to talk about are discredited immediately in this. Like, that's the first thing they do. And that's correct, isn't it?
It is correct. But everything that the visitors do in this, the Nazis did. Everything. So I think one of the reasons it was inspired by a book, which I've never read, and to be fair, I haven't even heard of before. It's called It Can't Happen Here, which is by Sinclair Lewis.
Okay.
And it's a 1935 account of a fascist takeover of America.
Okay.
So it's like a fictional thing. It's as if, like, what if the fascists took over our country, or which actually nearly happened anyway. The fascists were in America and were in Britain as well. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, but they are just Nazis. I mean, their suits, the red suits, even the little sign on the ships and stuff, it's just a swastika with the ends missing, if you notice.
Yeah. It is the first time I've seen it. And, I mean, it's dated in terms of how it looks, which I guess is one of the reasons it got rebooted a few years ago. I haven't seen that either. But it's dated in terms of how it looks and how, and the acting styles and stuff, I think, are very much of that period. It's obviously high, a big budget like TV movie, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I thought the special effects watching it back though were quite good.
The special effects are pretty good. I think it's just like the actual look and feel of it. You can, you know, it's very much of its time. Which most things will be when you watch them 40 years later.
Of course, I mean, it's exactly.
If you were watching something in 1983 from 40 years earlier, it would have been from the 40s. So it would have been totally different.
There you go,
right?
Exactly.
So, but it's such a grand idea and production, I think. I loved it. I can't wait to watch the rest of it, especially the final 5 minutes of this one.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, like, because I wasn't too sure. But it is clever the way that, you know, the visitors are just Nazis, basically, and mm-hmm. they take over the media. So as soon as they arrive, I mean, the start of it's like a blockbuster 80s film, isn't it?
Absolutely class.
Because we'll have our hero, Donovan, who's a Mark Singer, who is in a film called Beastmaster, which I haven't seen.
Is it like a computer game?
It must be. I don't know if the computer game was based on the film, but it's like a sword and sorcery sort of film.
Yeah, it must
film,
be
like Conan.
The computer game must be linked in some way.
Yeah, so I haven't actually seen that. But to me, as a four-year-old kid, Donovan was like, he was my hero, do you know what I mean? He was absolutely class. But at the start, anyway, he's filming sort of resistance fighters in El Salvador, isn't he?
He is.
And there's helicopters and there's explosions. And it's just everything that you want. They're like an 80s
this scene
film.
I'm sure I've seen that scene in other things, but like a documentary or something like of that actual attack. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in something else. Can't think what it is, but that must be like based on something else. It's or a real thing, but obviously instead of a spaceship, it's like a helicopter or whatever.
Yeah. So I mean, he's sort of filming all this, but he has got a massive camera. There's no getting away from how he gets into that spaceship.
No idea whatsoever. It's like it's one of those.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
He almost has to put it on a track to get in.
It is absolutely massive. I mean, I don't know how he does it, but he does. So that's mm-hmm. good. And then he's kind of cornered by this helicopter and stuff like that. And the aliens turn up, don't they, at that precise moment?
Yeah.
They kind of hover
and turn
on
up
the horizon. They turn up everywhere, yes, a la Independence Day.
If you've ever seen that. Yeah.
Massively, I think. So, and then we'll kind of introduce the sort of the different characters that we're going to see throughout.
Yeah.
Which is good, because you get to know who they are.
Yeah, like that. That reminded me of Mars Attacks.
Yeah, quite possibly. But the other thing that I loved was the credits as well. Going back to it, the credits were amazing.
The credits, I was confused by them, to be honest. I've never seen credits like this before.
Of course you have, man. I mean, it's typically American, isn't it, where it shows you each actor's face. But it goes on for ages.
Like it's like you would be watching in order of appearance, like Cheers kind of thing, right? I don't think I've seen it done on something like this, is what I mean.
I mean, it was quite a level, wasn't it? Because there's a lot of characters in there.
It was on a long time. you don't know any of these actors, right? They've never been famous before since, most of them.
I think a lot of them are famous from, I mean, the main famous guy is Freddy Krueger, isn't it? Robert Englund. He's probably the most famous person in it.
Is he in it?
Did you not see him, Willy?
Which one is he?
There's a part where the visitors they're going to various sort of plants and stuff like that to sort of refine chemicals. And there's a guy that's lost. Did you see that best?
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course it is. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's Robert Englund. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that
never seen any other films that he's in, so.
Well, there you go, you see. That's probably why you didn't go, that's him. But, so he's probably the most famous. And like I say, Mark Singer was in that Beastmaster. Why Jane Badler hasn't been in other stuff, I've got no idea. Because Diane, she is mint.
Could control my mind, but
even though she eats the guinea pig. So did you get to see the bit where she eats the guinea pig, Cliff?
That's just where it went off.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nightmare, isn't it? Absolute nightmare. So, yeah, I mean, not massively famous or anything, but like I say, they should definitely Jane Badler should have been a more.
It's very so. Adult.
On the
it?
Remake, it is very adult.
Very
it
adult.
Is.
Like there's no way this is suitable for kids apart from in your household because it's like it's serious topics obviously like an invasion but harking back to Nazi Germany and Nazi invasions it's aliens and they when they uncover themselves they're pretty terrifying all the chemical refinery and science stuff's all very grown up. A lot of jargon and all of that kind of stuff. Someone gets his arm frozen off in the first like 10 minutes.
that's the part where about England, isn't it? Where he goes in to save them, but it's some kind of disaster at the nuclear power plant. But he smashes his arm off a railing, doesn't he? I mean, if you're messing with the liquid nitrogen, don't whack your arm off any railings. That's my advice. But, he does anyway.
But then there's like little saucy bits in it that they're not rude, but there's a lot of like adult canoodling and relationship stuff that's part of it. And then obviously there's people eating gerbils and stuff like
there
that.
Is,
so,
there is. So I mean, the basic idea is that the visitors very quickly sort of take over, don't they? They start controlling the media.
Well,
they start getting rid of scientists.
They come down and there's these spaceships everywhere in America, the one in LA or wherever it is, like the fella comes out and they fall for it far too easily. Like,
yeah, I think I didn't watch the second episode, but there is a process. I think she calls it conversion dying.
Conversion, yeah.
Where they're basically they're copying people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they have that ability. So it does seem rather quick, but this is going on in the background and hasn't been explained in the episode that we watched.
No, so, but like they come down, the fella comes out, he says, "Hey, we come in peace, and I'm going to talk through a funny thing that makes you understand us." And I need some sunglasses.
I've chosen a very simple name.
Yeah.
And that's John.
That's just John. There are bits that are quite funny, aren't they?
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, he's like, "Well, what we're going to do is we're going to come. We're very advanced, and what we're going to do is come and help you get to the next level, basically, with all your science and that. So we're going to come into your refineries and help you like learn the next bit of what you need to do, and then you'll be better and all of that. We'll get what we need some of that stuff."
Yeah, their claim is that they need a certain chemical to sort of enrich their planet or whatever because it's dying. But that's all a ruse. They don't actually need that at all.
So they say, "We're going to come down, help you learn how to do that. Then we'll take what we need and fuck off." And
but the thing is,
you've got all of our knowledge. And they're instantly running everything.
The thing is, if this did actually happen, right, You'd have two choices, wouldn't you? You'd either you'd agree with the aliens and try and get on with them, or you'd try and kill them. Now they've just come from God knows where in their massive spaceships. I think you'd probably just go along with them, wouldn't you? And also they've got this kind of conversion process where they're sort of copying people and all that kind of stuff. The only thing that I thought was a bit strange were this ambassador. I think he's an ambassador or whatever. They arranged to meet him, and he just goes on the ship by himself, doesn't he? Like with nobody else.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and goes, "Everything's fine.
Everything's
These
fine.
People are great."
And
yeah.
The press officer lady with her fucking mad eyes staring at the camera.
Mad eyes.
Yeah, well, obviously that's part of it, right? She's brainwashed or whatever. She
yeah,
was
yeah.
Like, these people are nice. They only want, they can't understand why these. And then they start blaming these scientists for bad behaviors.
Well, the visitors sort of set up a ruse where the scientists have or various scientists are have got an agenda against them, so they sort of take them off the camps, get rid of them or whatever. But that's because they're frightened of the scientists discovering actually who they are. Do you know what I mean?
Why do you think they still keep their human faces on when they're in their own ship with doors closed?
Probably because they've seen Donovan and his massive camera. That's what I would think. And also, for budgetary reasons.
What do you think of the young lass that fancies the young alien one?
Well, that's down the line and stuff. Another sort of, this is way into sort of the next couple of series. She actually has an alien baby.
Okay.
With that person. It's one of Diana's sort of weird experiments. But she wasn't actually meant to be in it. That actress that played her, I think it was Blair Tefkin, I think that's her name. And the character's called Robin. You've seen Poltergeist, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, in Poltergeist, obviously there's kids in the house. There's like an older sort of sister. She was supposed to be in it.
Okay.
But what happened was she was called Dominic Dunn. And while she was learning lines with another actor from V, a boyfriend, grabbed her, right? Dragged her outside and killed her. So that's why she's not in it. I know.
Another like Poltergeist curse?
Well, there you go. We watched the curse films about Poltergeist and that was in that.
Well, I remember that now, but I didn't know it was while this was going on.
Yeah,
that's awful. So
that's absolutely terrible. Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting, but it happened. It happened.
And
but,
then this lucky lady got the role.
Yes, she did get the role. She did indeed. But that kind of that goes along the line. And if you watch the TV series, mm-hmm. where she actually has a baby with that fella.
Okay.
What do you think about the voices? Do you like the voices?
You have the effect on it.
Yeah. That terrified me.
I think it's good. I like it. It's obviously there's an explanation that there's something going on, so they get this, you understand what they're saying. A bit like, is it The Last Starfighter? They have something like that in it.
I don't think I've seen that.
I think The Last Starfighter is like different, very much post Starman, which was post all of the Star Wars and all that shit. And basically has something that when all these different aliens from different planets talk to each other, they have something where everybody can understand what it is.
It's freaky, isn't it?
But they have that, it's almost like kind of like it's got a phaser on, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the guitar. I know what you mean. So, yeah, that is what it sounds like. Yeah,
it's good because it adds that extra of like creepiness, doesn't it?
It's very creepy, isn't it?
But
the thing about it.
If you heard that, you would be creeped out by it, and that's the point, right? But nobody's taking these warnings.
They're not. I mean, they're basically creating relationships with the visitors in their workplace or whatever, whether they work in the factories and stuff like that, because Willie saved someone from that disaster that's happening at the factory.
There's a cheesy bit of that, isn't there? Where the guy goes, but no human being could go into that place. And then he just looks at him.
He realizes.
He
realizes,
anyway.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I think it's just like he's thinking before, or he's speaking before he's thinking. That's what I think. But there you go. But, it reminded us of watching this with me mom and stuff like that. And I was terrified of it because it was incredibly scary, but it was also incredibly sexy with like Diana and stuff like that. it was unbelievable. But then the most famous scene in it is where she eats the gerbil.
Yeah.
The fella eats the rat, or I think it's a mouse, mm-hmm. as Donovan sneaks onto the ship because he uncovers this sort of conspiracy where they're getting rid of all the scientists, and they find out that the scientist should be left right-handed, but he's sort of signing left-handed and stuff like that. So that bit, I'll never forget that scene where she eats the gerbil and her mouth opens and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's horrific. And I'll the bit after that, basically, Donovan's on the ship. He films that bit, and he sort of goes into another area of the ship, and this guy discovers him. There's a fight ensues and stuff like that, and he kind of scratches his face, and it reveals that it's like a lizard underneath, and he's got like his tongue sticking out and stuff like that. I know, wonderful, absolutely class. But yeah, it was terrifying. I really enjoyed watching it again. It was.
I thought it was great. Really, like, good. Genuinely thought it was great. Like I say, dated, but given it's 40 years ago, to be expected. But I just thought I loved it. Loved it. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of them, and then probably watch the remake to see what that's like. Is any good?
Yeah, probably. At the time, I think that's probably even more dated than this, because incredibly, having watched clips back again, incredibly over CGI'd.
Okay.
You know, when you can tell that, like,
20 years ago.
You can tell that, and it's unnecessarily CGI'd. So people in the background are like, you can tell that computer generated and all that kind of stuff. Okay. I enjoyed it and I watched it. But the thing is, that was cancelled without any resolution to what the storyline was going. So was this. So there was this mini series, and there was the final battle, I think it was called. Then there was the TV series and the slash the budget and all that kind of stuff. Stop spending money on it. And it was like unresolved in the end. Well, it was just unresolved. They had one sort of ending episode that they planned or whatever, but was cancelled. They didn't make that. So both of the remake and this, it's like unresolved. No ending. So that kid that I told you about, they have a kid. It's called the Star Child or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the last episode, Diana has rigged a bomb on the ship where the Star Child is, and you don't see whether it goes off or not.
Okay.
And that's the end.
Right, but well,
the mini-series is the one to watch, I think, the one that we watched.
Well, we'll take a break, come back in 5 minutes, Brett, and I've got a quiz for you and some music, which I think is very fitting.
It is indeed.
All right. See you in a second. All right. We're back. And
we
covered V. I enjoyed it. We both enjoyed it. We want to watch more of it. But it's come to time for a quiz, Brett.
Ooh, that time again, is it?
Before we disappear. It's that time again. And it's about alien TV shows. And it's kids TV shows, where there's a center around aliens. So I'm going to give you a description, and you're going to have to tell me what show you think it is. Some of them I think you'll get easily. The first one, actually, there's loads of kids TV shows about aliens, but I didn't like. Obviously, there's like the Clangers and stuff like that. And famous ones. I haven't done like
Button Moon.
A Star Trek TV, like a Star Wars cartoon, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that.
Right, okay.
So, first one, which 90s kid show stars, none of these people are the main character, but it stars Meg Ryan as an evil scientist, Whoopi Goldberg as the spirit of the earth, Martin Sheen as an unruly refuse collector, and that bastard Goldblum as a villainous rat. ecological. It was themed around ecological things.
Well, that doesn't help us out either. Cliff, I've got absolutely no idea.
What's the main character is a blue alien.
I'm still at a complete
loss. It's Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Well, that was a film.
The film?
I thought it was a cartoon.
It is Captain a cartoon. Planet. I didn't say it was a fucking film. It's a cartoon.
So Jeff Goldblum's in it and Meg Ryan.
They're the voice actors of this terrible other cartoon. Fuck.
We've already done Captain Planet. We did not mention.
We have not done Captain
those
Planet.
People. Have we not? They were the voice actors for that.
They were in it. Yeah, not even the main characters.
That's mental, isn't it?
Anyway, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Obviously.
Succession writer Jesse Armstrong, who also did Peep Show and stuff as well, first appeared on TV, not appeared, but his work first appeared on TV. As a writer, he wrote which kids' TV show about three orphans that find a new home and things aren't what they seem?
I'm going to have a guess. I think it could be, right? Is it My Parents Are Aliens?
It is My Parents Are Aliens, yeah. Pretty funny, that's like that. I think, yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
It was definitely on after we were watching that stuff, but it was pretty funny, I thought.
I used to really enjoy it.
He has another one, roundabout the same time.
I'm quite proud of myself again. Right?
You get it, it was good, and I had no idea he was the writer.
No, I didn't either.
So, a little bit earlier, but another BBC kids TV show about an alien who landed and got taken in by a family. I think they were American kids. And he had backwards ears, and then I think they were green ears in a different series.
Oh, it does ring a bell.
Oh, and I've got another surprising fact for this that I've only found out today as well.
Have you? It does ring a bell.
He used to live in the loft, I think.
Yeah. I used to like that one as well.
It was an American lad. But yeah, it was set in England.
No, I can visualise it, but I kind of find the title.
I think he used to wear a Deerstalker hat. To hide the ears for whichever the version ears, of the affliction it was.
The ears were the thing, weren't they? I can't get the title, Cliff. What's it? I'll kick myself because I'll.
What on Earth? And he
what
was
on Earth?
What?
Yes. Yeah,
and guess who
like
the sister
well.
Was in that? So yeah, it was American kids. The sister was none other than Jessica Simpson.
Really?
Yeah. Weird, that. Okay, you know this show, and hopefully you remember this character. Which American cartoon was set in space and had the character Bowie Bubblehead?
Oh, about the university or whatever. Yeah. What was it?
Great theme tune as well.
It did.
Not quite something. University before that.
College?
Yeah, it's called Space College.
Space Crash.
Later than that.
I remember. I don't know what it is, but I just can't remember the title.
It's called Galaxy High.
Galaxy High, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
This last one, you're never going to get. So it was an American show. Which was co-produced by Coca-Cola for some reason. We used to get it, Channel 4, early morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bit like Jason the Wheel Warriors kind of era.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a toy range before it was like conceptualized as toys. And it was called A Harebrained Idea by its own creator, Michael E. Uslan. And it was about dinosaurs, alien dinosaurs that fought each other. And it was toys. Can't remember that. You used to be able to put weapons on the dinosaurs. Like they had like laser heads and stuff like that.
I'm completely out.
Well, Brett, sorry about that. I was struggling for a fifth question, to be honest. And the answer to this is it's called Dinosaurus.
Dinosaurs.
Like flying saucers. You
know, I've never heard of that.
Oh, never mind.
If it was me doing the quiz, Cliff, it would be I would have the invaders in there. Yeah, I talked about the invaders before, which was a 60s thing.
Get your chance.
Definitely have that in there. But there you go. No. So I didn't do very well at that, really, did I?
You got one? But you knew two of the other ones.
And one was hard.
And the one that got right was hard.
Yeah. So, oh, well, you know, can't have everything, can you?
No. But we can have some music.
We can indeed. We can indeed. Music this week is from James Sanger
Jim.
And R2
Jim?
Silverbast.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Jim?
Jim.
Jim? Like, Jim. Jim.
Okay, like Jim. Jim Sanger.
And Jim Sanger.
R2, R2 Silvas sounds like an alien, doesn't it?
Do you think?
Or Finnish.
Or someone from Finland. Yes, sir.
And
it's good, isn't it? It's called Bloom. This is from the EP Hybrid. And the reason that sort of I realised who Jim was is he plays guitar on... You remember we had Joe Adam on?
Yes, sir.
He plays guitar on that on the song that we played called We Hear the Colour. So, yes, so...
Ah, nice.
Contacted Jim and sort of listened to his stuff and got
well,
him on.
Well, so. It's great. And it'll be playing in the background now because it's a slow burner and it kicks in after a while. So, well, thanks for sending this in, Jim and R2. Thanks, Brett, for the gift of V.
That's quite all right. We'll see you again. I'm quite happy to give you the gift of
V. I didn't ask you where you were going on holiday.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know.
Is it out of the country, though?
It's out of the country. I'm going to Spain. I think I'm going to Mallorca.
All right, well, enjoy that. We'll catch up with you at some point.
Yes, uh-huh.
See you later, then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.